episode 562, Your Life is Not a Dress Rehearsal.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you? I pray your weekend was absolutely incredible. Today is Mindful Monday, and we are chatting about Your Life is Not a Dress Rehearsal. Do you feel sometimes you wish you could replay your day, replay that moment? Well, we're going to chat about it. It's a juicy one, so you want to stay tuned. But before we go any further, we need to give a warm welcome to all of our brand new family members. Welcome to this incredible family here at Create Your Now. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. And there you'll also discover that we have a Facebook group. It is open to all women. Sorry, guys. I know we've got guys out there that listen to us, and I appreciate you, but this is for women, women of impact. All you have to do is request to join, and I will approve your request as soon as I can. We have to give a shout out, though, to Darlene, Janin, Gisela, and Aylin. Welcome, and I hope I actually pronounced your names somewhat right. I love those names, and they are so amazing. Welcome. I'm glad you're there. And you know what? If you haven't joined, you want to come in. Why? Because we're going to begin starting our live Facebook Live events there. And you want to be a part of that, especially when it just, you know, starts out. You don't feel like you're kind of behind the eight ball. It's kind of weird when you feel like you're, you know, in the olden days when we were much younger and you wanted to go and join the club. Oh, yeah. Remember when we had those club days, you know, the girlfriends, and we would gather together and maybe bring our Barbies or our strawberry shortcake for me. And we would have those times together and we would do different handshakes or maybe different dances. We had our own little, you know, club rules. Well, here we don't. But it's easier to be a part of things when they first begin. And so I want to welcome you into it. Come on over. Don't be afraid. These are amazing women, and I want to see you there. And also spread the word. Can you believe right now we are on episode number 602 we have since we launched back in January of 2015. That is amazing. And it's only because of you. Truly it is. And I still want to get the word out. Remember, we are here impacting the world. And my dream is much bigger. My dream is thousands upon thousands, which add up to millions. And I need your help. So if you can spread the word on your social media, spread the word to your friends and family that you're like, you got to be a part of this. If you know that they're a woman of impact, spread the word, invite them. They may not even know podcasts exist. And to get all of this information, we're all better together. Let's spread the word. Okay, also though, we have to get into these domestic beauties. I don't like talking this much in advance. I really don't. But there is so much happening right now at Create Your Now. And it's important that you know. Number one, when you go over to createyournow.com, if you haven't gone there, you need to sign up for the Kisses newsletter. That's the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions. It comes out at least once a week. No, I am there to support and to serve you. So it's everyday solutions that you can use and implement for your daily life. Sign up for it. Say, yeah, I want those little tidbits. There's also something called the AIM Academy. The AIM is what here? Let's say it together. Action ignites motivation. Maybe you're like, okay, I don't like to have tons of things coming in my inbox, and maybe I really don't want the newsletter, but you're curious about the AIM Academy. Big surprises are coming up. Some announcements are around the corner. And when I say around the corner, I mean we're talking just weeks away. So if you are not on the AIM Academy list and you specifically want information, you want the inside scoop, you want to be the first to know, you definitely need to go. And you can click on the link in the show notes or head on over to Create Your Now. You'll see it. It says the AIM Academy. Click on there and you can just put in your name and email address and you will be on the inside scoop. Also, guess what? I'll be sure to let you know of this, but Archive 2 podcast episodes are going to be starting soon. Can you believe it? Archive 1 is almost done. It is almost done. We can only have so many episodes in iTunes. I know we're not going to get into the details, but yes, we are about ready to launch Archive 2. So be aware of that. Maybe you're brand new. Some of those episodes are going to be falling off of the current one that you're listening to now, but have no fear. You can find it in our archive too, or obviously all of the podcasts are on createyournow.com. Woo! We need to take a big deep breath. I'm exhausted and it's still Mindful Monday. You'd think it was yesterday or today or tomorrow, which is today. Regardless, we need to gather our mind. Your life is not a dress rehearsal. Before the big day happens, hours of preparation, organization, and scheduling occurs. Picking out the delicious cake, the gorgeous flowers, the beautiful gown, the tallest heels, the sharpest tuxedo. And then the day before, it's the dress rehearsal. All to make sure everything is ready for the big day. But your life is not a dress rehearsal. Think about how much effort you put into your wedding preparation. All I can think about is huge. It was humongous. Days upon days, probably months. Some of you maybe over a year. I know some people plan out because of venue and being able to, you know, secure reservations on a venue. They have to know 2 years in advance. Well, you know what? For me, it was like 3 months. 3 months. I know some of you may just have gone to the courthouse or you went to Vegas. That was great. But I was one, yes, that had that Cinderella dream and she wanted that wedding. I was the first to get married in the family and I was the first girl to get married in my family. And so, yes, I wanted the wedding, but I only had 3 months to put it all together. The only thing I had planned out was my wedding dress. I actually purchased my wedding dress. Now get this, before we were engaged. I know how crazy. I mean, my girls tease me about it to this day. They're like, Mom, you knew you were going to get engaged. You already had your wedding dress picked out. I did. You know why? Because of all the many, many wedding dresses I tried on with my girlfriend. When I put on my wedding dress, I knew it was my wedding dress. It didn't matter what day I was going to get married, of what year, of what month. It did not matter. I knew I was going to be wearing that wedding dress. It made me feel that good inside. Yet, you know what? We still had what? The date to figure out, the venue. We had the hotel because family was coming in from all over. You know, we moved so much, both his side and my side. And so we decided to actually have an outdoor wedding. And we had cake and the flowers. I mean, it was just one thing after another. You know what it's like to plan a wedding. It takes work. It's effort. And we only had 3 months. And it was going to be a pretty, pretty extravagant wedding. Why? We're not even Catholic. And it was as long as a Catholic wedding. I kid you not. We had like 7 musical solos within the whole ceremony. Yes, can you tell I like music? But your life is not a dress rehearsal. You can't rewind and then start again. You know that speeding ticket maybe that you got? You can't rewind it, you know, have everything go backwards and start again as if what? You didn't get that speeding ticket. Your life is not a dress rehearsal. As much as we try to plan, the way to greatness is through your mindset, your self-worth report card. Think about that. It bears repeating. As much as we try to plan, the way to greatness is through your mindset, your self-worth report card. No one else has control of your thoughts but you. You are your mindset. You speak what you believe and you believe what you think. It would be so much easier, though, to blame someone else for taking over our own minds. Wouldn't it be nice just to have someone like take over our minds? It reminds me of a show, Phineas and Ferb. My children and my hubby love this show. It's where Dr. Doofenshmirtz is trying to control minds. Yeah, say that name like 3 or 4 times, Doofenshmirtz. He's a funny character. He's the evil villain. Now, this is an animated comedy series. But somehow, we run our life and practice as if it's a dress rehearsal. Oh, this episode didn't work, so let's just rewrite it this way. Oh, this is much funnier. Oh, it works out this better. Oh, the ending is good. It doesn't work out the same. I look back at my wedding. Was my wedding day exactly how the dress rehearsal turned out? You know that answer already. I don't even have to answer it, right? You know that it's no. It didn't. My wedding day was absolutely gorgeous. But was it perfect? Was it how we practiced it? Oh, no. There was fire. There was spiders. There was people falling. There was me not eating, except for that one piece of cake that I got to eat that my hubby fed me. And when I say there was fire, oh yes, we had the big tall torches because it was an outdoor wedding. And it caught fire in the middle of the ceremony. We had to stop and put it out. And then our eternity candle that we tried to light, it didn't light. And we tried and we tried. It was an outdoor wedding. We can't control how the wind's blowing. It was even oil. We thought, oh, if we get an oil one, it'll light. There's no way it can go out because there's oil. It'll be a saturated wick. Oh no, it didn't light. So we had to improvise. The more we go backwards, the longer it takes for us to go forward. Your life is not a dress rehearsal. There's a process to life, and that's living. One step leads to miles of greatness. So if you know that your life is not a dress rehearsal, how can you live your life? What is living? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Salute. Salute. What do you think about when you salute? Respect and honor. You're tall. You're bold. It's respect and honor for yourself. It's salute. So let's break it down. Number one, stop trying to replay and redo. Move on. Fall forward. Ring a bell? If that fall forward doesn't make sense to you, go back and listen to episode number 555. It was our Mindful Monday last week. And it's about our falls. And that's we're just going right off from there. So stop trying to replay and redo. Fall forward. Number two, accept the failures as learning bonuses. Accept those failures. You're going to have them. It's when you stop and you're like, oh, okay, I'm done with this. That's when it becomes a failure. Otherwise, no, it's just a learning opportunity. It's a learning bonus. Bonus! You know, it's like getting those extra tokens at certain times on the game. And you're like, woohoo, woohoo. Number three, lean into greatness. What does it mean to lean into greatness? It's your willingness to commit to change. Lean into it. It's not going to happen overnight. But be willing to commit to change. Do it. Lean into it. Take the steps necessary. Number four, unite your efforts. What you are doing should complement each other. Sometimes we do things and it's like, you know, trying to mix oil and water and we're like, it's not mixing well. Okay, well, you need to unite your efforts. Unite them. What season are you in? Maybe you're trying to eat better and eat healthy. Probably not a good idea to start doing that when you're on vacation. Because when you're on your vacation, you're not really thinking about exactly what you're doing. You're not trying to change your habits. Now, if you've been working on this for 3 or 4 months before and then you're going on vacation, different story. But you're not going to start it on vacation. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. So unite your efforts. Number five, think I'm possible. My mantra, what I live by and have for basically my entire life, is a song called Nothing is Impossible. Because I'm possible. Think I'm possible. Remember, your mindset is your self-worth report card. It's what you think. It's what you believe. It's what you speak. Think I'm possible. And finally, number six of salute is engage. Engage one step at a time. Be patient. We want to lose those 30 pounds that we've, you know, have gained over the last 15 years from getting married to having 3 children. And we wish it would have happened yesterday. One step at a time. Engage. Be patient. This is not a race that you're trying to sprint through. You're living your life. It's a journey. It's not about the destination. Salute, respect, and honor yourself. Maybe you're sitting here going, wow, we have covered a ton. Oh, we have. Think about all that we've talked about. The stories you tell yourself. Why do you want to change that? What's holding you? Is the gain worth the change? The benefits, the legacies, the sacrifices. How the mind deceives the change, and how do we fall There's three falls there. You want to go back and hear those. Listen to them. Understand them, because now it's about salute. Because you're ready to take on that change, but now you're going, whoa, I don't know how to do this. The self-worth report card, my mindset is freaking me out. Come on in for a breakthrough strategy. That's what it's here for. I'm offering you time, my time. It's free. I'm extending my hand to you. And some of you are on the cutting edge going, oh yeah, I want to do it, but I don't know really what it is. So think about this. You plan hours and hours. The organization, the scheduling, the preparation for that big day. You buy that expensive wedding planner. You hire a wedding planner. But what do you think a strategy session is? What you are doing is you're saying, I need a planner. I'm your lifestyle planner. That's the only thing. That's what it means. You have a wedding planner. You need a lifestyle planner. This is for you, a lifestyle opportunity for you to experience it, what it's like to have a coach. It doesn't cost anything but your time and your boldness. You just step out and to be strong. If you're at all thinking, questioning, man, I wonder what, stop right there and just go to the show notes and set it up. Yes, it's going to ask for your name. Yes, it's going to ask for your email. Why? Because I don't want these strange people who come in and they sit there and they just click on it and they fill your calendar up because they have nothing else better to do in their life than to mess up your life. So guess what? I want to communicate with you. That's what a lifestyle coach does. As your functional lifestyle coach, that's what it is. It's a relationship. It's not about, oh, just certain things. Think about what you do when you're going through a rough time. You call your girlfriend up. Oh, honey, you will not believe. Susie, I'm just telling you right now, this, oh my goodness, you will not believe what has happened. And then you tell your story, right? And then she's on the other end. And she's like, oh, man. Gosh, Kathy, I can feel it. Oh, yes. What do you do next? What do you think is going to happen now? Okay, so you talk to your girlfriend. But what is she doing? Your girlfriend can agree with your complaints. But can she give you the tools and strategies and the systems to create your now? That's the difference. That's a coach. That's about having someone that's not just on your side, but that can actually lend a hand, give you tools, give you strategies, give you systems that work to create your now. That's why you need a coach. That's why I have a coach. So if you're sitting there on the fence thinking these thoughts of, gosh, I wonder what it would be like, then your answer is, yep, I want to try Christiane out. Let's try it. So click on breakthrough. Try out the strategy session. Let's break through today. It's time to salute you, respect and honor you. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Stand up and be strong. To be strong is what? Not just about strong in health. Yes, strong in mind, strong in body, strong in spirit. You are a woman of impact, and God created that in you. It's time to be that woman of impact. Let's break through together. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.